Oracle of Luna is a podcast with me, Bridget Ingalls, as your host. Here we have conversations with real live, present day goddesses who are actively and courageously doing their magical work in the world. Each episode is a bewitching journey with relevant discussions on topics such as Wiccan pagan spirituality, writing, culture, magical practices, art, ritual, and the craft in its many forms. Merry meet. Welcome to the Oracle of Luna podcast. I'm Bridget Ingalls, your host, and I invite you to take a guided meditation journey with the goddess Ostra. This guided meditation and several others are available in my books, The Oracle of Luna, Meditations with the Moon Goddess, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. They are also available as audiobooks. So now, relax, get comfortable, and go within as we prepare to connect with Ostra, the Germanic goddess of the spring equinox, renewal, and the dawn. Ostra, March, new moon. Get comfortable. Release all your cares and concerns of the day. And gently go within. Take a few deep breaths. Ground and center. Feet on the floor, palms facing upwards. Close your eyes. Relax. We are going on a journey. Now feel yourself safe and surrounded by a soft, packed substance. It is dark. You have been hibernating in a fetal position for a very long time, deep in the womb of the Earth Mother. All is silent here, allowing you to rest and restore your essence in sleep. But now, a stirring somewhere within says it's time to rise. The soil shifts as you try to push your arms and legs out and turn. The protective earth reluctantly allows your body to shift with your urge to move. Loose rock and debris drop everywhere. But you awaken your strength with purpose now. Your hands grasp a tree root, and you pull yourself upwards through the topsoil. With one hand and a great heave, you are emerged onto the surface. Ah! Gasping and crouched, you are above ground and breathing heavily in the cool, damp pre-dawn air. You feel a bit weak. Wiping away the dirt around your eyelids, you blink your eyes open now with an effort since they have been shut for months, and you take a look around. You are in a grove of tall and ancient cedar trees. Just now, you hear a snap of some twigs, and you squint to a far tree on the edge of the grove where you sense movement. Something is watching you. You are curled up to keep warm in just your sheer gown and cloak and sit patiently waiting. A white hare hops out from behind one of the large tree trunks. It comes towards you with its golden eyes gazing at you with a hypnotic stare. The hare hops a little closer to you, then hops forward out of the grove, and it turns around
and waits for you, sitting on its hind legs with its floppy ears down. Slowly but surely, the sky lightens, and you stand up slowly and begin to walk towards the hare in the distance. The forest floor is filled with green moss, unfurling ferns, and buds on the branches. The promise of spring is whispered here. You take a few deep breaths of fresh, cool air and let it fill your lungs. A subtle but growing shaft of brave sunlight appears through the branches of the trees, and you slowly walk with it as it leads you to the white hare who is sitting at the edge of the forest grove. The hare turns around and hops forward, and you follow it through a green field. The quivering wind follows both of you upwards to climb a hill. At the top of the hill is a circle of tall standing stones. You and the white hare follow the ever-growing ray of sunlight that extends up to the top of the hill. Onwards and upwards, you both climb on a curving pathway up the hill. You reach the top of this grassy green hill, and you look up. You are standing in front of an ancient slab stone archway. You feel an energetic pull to proceed. The white hare happily hops through the slab stone archway, and you follow it. Ahead of you are three massive and powerfully energetic ancient stones. The center stone shimmers as if it were lit with gold. You look closer as you approach the central stone to see that there are magical and sacred symbols carved into the face of it. There are runes, mysterious letters, sun and spiral symbols carved into the front of the stone face. The symbols sparkle and shine with the burning streaks of dawn sunlight that are now breaking over the horizon and shining directly onto the face of this stone. The symbols now swirl in an amazing magical movement now. The aura of dawn is activating their magic. You are aware, on some level, of something shifting from behind the stone. Still in your elevated consciousness state, you see a gilded, purely shimmering outline of a woman with the golden bloom of morning sun rays. Her pure golden white shape gracefully moves towards you now. Sister, I am Ostra, goddess of the spring dawn. I awaken you from your deep winter sleep. Leave your old self behind and rise up with the spring. A message awaits you in the equinox stone. Look clearly and see. You stand back looking at the central stone, awestruck at its beauty, and you feel the sacred stone's energy activating some creative spark in you as well. Ancient spirits must have walked here to carve these shapes. Looking on at the swirling symbols on the face of the stone puts you in a trance, and you become one with its energies. Ostra and her shimmering, fluid sunshine shape stands beside you. Above her head is a circling crown of fluttering butterflies. You feel a gust of holy, pure energy breathing into your entire being now. And it is so powerful and activates all your cells. She speaks to you in your mind. I give you the gift of resurrection and sweet possibilities. Accept my gift and this token for you to keep with you as a reminder that I am always shining my purest sacred energy for you. This sacred egg is my symbol of birth and beginnings for you. You see a swirling, light-filled egg shape emanating from within one of Ostra's golden rays of sunlight, and you open your uplifted palm to accept the gift from the goddess. Looking down, you see that there are glowing symbols of runes, ogham letters, spirals, and symbols of the sun and moon etched on the outside of Ostra's sacred egg. These are the same symbols that are carved into the face of the shimmering equinox stone. You do not quite understand their message, but you do feel their power. Filled with gratitude, you lift your eyes up to thank Ostra, the goddess of the spring dawn, for her gifts and her wisdom and her brilliance. But she is gone. A stunning golden sunrise shines over the green hilltop and covers the stones with a blanket of golden magic. The blades of grass are dancing and the birds are singing. You rejoice in your heart by throwing your arms up in the air and dancing joyfully within the center of the circle of stones. The white hare hops around you. You feel rebirthed and risen from your shadow side, and any dark, outworn thoughts and memories that have burdened your spirit. Orbs of white light float above you and around the enchanted stone circle now. The fae and the elemental spirits have come out to play and rejoice on the spring equinox morning with you. You giggle and dance around in freedom and innocence with the sweetness of this crystalline time out of time. After a while, you feel a tickling around your ankle. And looking down, you see that the white hare is nuzzling you as its golden eyes pull you into a hypnotic stare. You feel a bit lazy and sit down with your back against the equinox stone and rest. Soon you feel very relaxed and sleepy under the warmth of the sunlight and safety of the magical stone circle. You honor and thank Goddess Ostra, her sacred egg gift, her blessings, the equinox stone for its deep magic, and all the earth spirits and fae this holy spring morning. You are changed. Your very core being vibrates with a new lightness and energy. A new dawn has begun. Blessed be. Thank you.